We're going to go to line one with Lloyd Parker. You're on Magic 102.1. Good morning.
Hello, Doc. How you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
And how are you doing?
Hey, Delord. Good to talk to you, man.
That's good. Now, look, I just wanted to share something with you all and with the listening audience. Anybody who has problems about understanding or comprehending or even interpreting certain things as it relates to where they vote and where they can go to vote and what the process is of voting, at SHAPE Monday and Tuesday, we're going to have Jackie Mitchell, who works with us at the Alameda building, there to explain, to find where they registered, how they registered, where they vote at. All that's going to be, we're going to be doing that thanks to Panelletti Council and AKAs and others. They're helping us with that process. We're going to have a computer set up where they can go online and find out where they vote at, where they can do that Harris County Vote.com or whatever.
HarrisVotes.com.
Yeah, we got all that already on, you know, into the program.
Good.
And so that's going to be able to happen. And we want people to really take advantage. If you need a ride to the polls, you can call SHAPE Center at 713-521-0629 or 713-521-0641. And we'll have somebody to pick you up and actually take you to. We've been doing that all week anyway. I mean, all last week we did that. And we're going to do it again on Monday. And thanks to Space City cab drivers.
You mean Tuesday?
Yeah, for that also. I just want you all to know that we can't make any excuses for ourselves. And one other point, and I'm going to let you go on this. Our governor had an opportunity to accept some money a while back for education. As I understand, he turned it down.
That's correct.
Okay. And that money was more discretional than the money that we're voting for with these bond issues.
In fact, he has an opportunity to to expand the Medicaid program
exactly.
to millions of kids without and adults without health insurance, and he's decided to turn that down. And
hey,
we're talking about billions of dollars there.
That's my point. So All I'm saying is that we need to fight as hard to get him to do the right thing, or whomever is in that position to do the right thing, as we fight to get these bonds passed.
Right.
Because you hear what I'm saying? We say the bonds are limited in terms of their use. The money is limited in terms of its use. It's bricks and mortar, et cetera, et cetera. Well, that money that he turned down was not.
That's correct.
It was to be used for education,
correct.
Content, for supplies, for teachers.
Correct.
I'm just saying to you, to the audience now, we have to fight. This battle is not just an election time battle. This is a 24/7 battle. We have to fight this battle 24/7. Every day of the week we have to fight. Because there are issues that take place and issues that come up throughout the year that's not during an election year. And we have to fight as hard. We had a bus that left SHAPE Center yesterday morning to go to Austin to protest against the death penalty.
Okay.
It was a nice turnout. That's an issue we have to deal with. Let me stop. I just want to let you know that the struggle continues. And in this movement, politics has no permanent enemies and no permanent friends. But we darn sure have a permanent interest. And our interest is education and welfare for our children and our community. Thank you very much. You take care now.
Okay. Lloyd Parker, SHAPE Center. Thanks a lot.